Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and it's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and it's another time to learn about how to buy a home as a first-time home buyer, or for that matter, even a second-time home buyer. You know, the definition of a first-time home buyer is a person who has not owned a home in the last 3 years. And so you may or may not be a first-time home buyer, but the programs I'm going to share with you tonight are all about getting into home ownership with help, whether you are a first-time home buyer or not. My name is Eric Frazier, and welcome to the Power Is Now Facebook Live First-Time Home Buyer Seminar. If you were invited to participate by a real estate professional, you received a flyer, a phone call, an email, thank them for me, because tonight I'm going to share some information that hopefully will inspire you and help you on your way to home ownership glory. I remember buying my first home many years ago. It was a big decision. In fact, I look back on that, and I don't know how I did it. I was scared to death, didn't know how I was going to pay for it. But someone told me a long time ago that your worst fears never come to pass. Do you believe that? I do. I have 55 years of experience and knowing that your worst fears never come to pass. In fact, fear robs us all the time of opportunity. It paralyzes us so we don't move forward. Fear is not our friend. And so hopefully tonight I will take some fear out of you and replace it with some courage to get you to move forward with buying a home. The Power Is Now is a media company, and we've been around since 2009. And folks, I love sharing information. In fact, I don't think I've ever sold anything. I built my entire career on educating, supporting, advocating, sharing information about homeownership since 1981. That's a long time, isn't it? And so what we try to do as a media company is to utilize Facebook is one of the mediums we use, Facebook, to share information about homeownership, to empower people with information at a time and through a network and a resource that makes it easy for them to get the information. And I certainly hope that more and more people will take advantage of the convenience associated with getting information about homeownership through online platforms like Facebook. We also use an online magazine. It's called The Power Is Now Magazine. And I'm excited about The Power Is Now Magazine because it always has great information, great resources for people to learn about how to buy a home, and just topics that address economics, budgeting, credit. You should check it out. It's on our homepage, thepowerisnow.com, The Power Is Now Magazine. And it's an online magazine, and it is free. In addition to the online magazine, we also have an online radio program called Blog Talk Radio. In fact, we are on Blog Talk Radio as a podcast. This show will be broadcast. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for sharing the podcast to your friends and family. Over 1 million people have downloaded our shows just on Blog Talk Radio alone. And then, on top of that, it's syndicated to hundreds of different online radio platforms. So if you have a podcast icon on your cell phone, just click on it and you can find us on just about any online radio platform. And I'm really excited about that. I'm so happy to see Lily Anna on the line. Lily Anna, you need to call me. You know you need to call me. All right. And Jessica McClure. Jessica, wow. You're taking me back. You know, it's my birthday coming up, Liliana and Jessica, April 25th. Note that date, okay? Special day for me. Che Hill is in the house. What's up, Che? Call me. Let's get something going. I appreciate Mr. Johnson, Craig, the man, Johnson in the house, Peter Hernandez, Anna B., Jay Green. Wow. Hey, guys, thank you so much for supporting our online first-time home buyer seminar. And for those of you who are real estate professionals, please consider partnering up with me. One of the benefits is being able to have your buyers, if you like working with buyers, to tune in in the comfort of their home on Facebook Live and to learn about how to buy a house with little to no money down. Tony Bees is in the house. What's up, Tony? Tony is a Hope Ambassador for The Power Is Now. And if you want to know what that is, go to thepowerisnow.com and look under membership for Hope Ambassadors. So again, thank you for joining me. For those of you who are joining for the first time, The Power Is Now is a media company, but we're also, all those media resources, right? We're also a real estate company and a mortgage company. And so our license is just in California for both real estate and mortgages. Now, I get calls because of this show from all over the country. And folks, I want you to know we're working on something. We are working on something. So The Power Is Now is coming soon to a state near you. So we're licensed in the state of California. The Power Is Now Mortgage Services is licensed under the NMLS, and the license number is 1435243. And I am the broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services, licensed only here in the state of California. And my individual license number is 01143484. We're also, actually, that's my state license as a real estate broker. So let me correct that. My individual license number as a mortgage broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services is 461807. In addition, we are licensed to sell real estate under the Power Is Now Real Estate Services. Our company license number is 1980407, licensed only with the state of California. And my individual license number as the real estate broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services is 01143484. Hey, Junior Rocha in the house. Kelly Woods, thank you guys for joining me tonight. Please share the link tonight of this show. I'm going to be talking about how to buy a home with little to no money down. And, you know, in the past, I've been sharing a PowerPoint presentation, and I stopped doing that. I don't know why I stopped doing that. So I'm going to bring up the PowerPoint and share it tonight. And so those of you who are watching alone, you want, you know, some people are visual, some people like to listen. So I'm going to give you a little bit of both today, both visual and listening. Now, for those of you who missed it earlier today, now I'm live at 12 o'clock, 12:30 every Tuesday, 12:30 in the afternoon, and at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. So at 12:30 this afternoon, I had Caroline Petey. Caroline Petey, who is the executive director of the Fair Housing Council of Northern California, Fair Housing Advocates in Northern California. And we had a great discussion talking about the lawsuit that has been filed against Deutsche Bank, Ocwen, and Altisource over their handling of REO properties. And they made a strong case. They make a strong case with the evidence that they put forth in court. And Caroline was so kind to share the case with us. And if you get a chance, please watch the show. It was 12 o'clock. It's here on Facebook. It will be on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. I promise you will be shocked and amazed as to what took place and what continues to take place with banks and not taking care of properties that have been foreclosed upon and communities of color. So if you didn't get a chance, check out the interview. And it was today at 12:30. Every Tuesday at 12:30 and at 7 o'clock, I'm live on Facebook. 7 o'clock is our financing seminar. And on Thursdays at 12:30, we have our marketing seminar. So if you are a real estate professional and you are interested in getting some exposure on any listings you have, please come on. It costs you nothing to come on and to share. The more realtors we have, the merrier. And if you have a buyer looking for something in a particular area, please tell us about your buyer's needs and wants. And so we'll take care of that as well. All right. First-time home buyers, your power is now to buy. I'm telling you, folks, there is no better time to buy real estate than right now. And I encourage you to take advantage of learning how to do it every Tuesday night right here on Facebook from 7 to 8. Sometimes we go a little bit longer to 8:30. As I mentioned before, the Power Is Now Mortgage Services is licensed in the state of California. And as the president and CEO, I really look for programs that help people with little to no money get into a home. That's my value proposition. I mean, because we can do everything. And but I tell you, putting people into homes and with little to no money down is very special to me because that's how I got in. I've been married for 36 years, been a homeowner for most of my life. And I tell you, there's nothing more satisfying as a man being able to provide for your family and to be able to provide a home for your family. And so together, Ruby and I, 36 years, four kids. My last one, Rayla, will be graduating from school in June with a BA in fashion merchandising. Poor thing, couldn't get her to go into business or real estate, but I'm happy for her. Hopefully she'll come back. She's in London right now. And hopefully when she's done, she'll go right into an MBA program and get the business education to go along with that fashion degree. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and my parents came out here when I was 3 years old in California. We were poor, lived in the hood in San Bernardino, and I got married at the tender age of 19 and never looked back. We've been residents out here in Riverside for 16 years, went to the University of Redlands, and from the IE, got my undergrad in business administration, my master's in finance, and I've been in banking for 36 years. I mean, I started at the bottom collecting on loans from people who couldn't make their payments on finance washer and dryers, and then got promoted to making second mortgages and the first mortgages and underwriting those mortgages and approving those mortgages. I've done everything in lending. I literally have everything in lending. And in real estate, got my license 26 years ago, then got my broker's license. And my wife and I, we started a real estate company for our kids almost 12 years ago, Fraser Group Realty. And we've been in the game for a long time. And having that experience of real estate and lending together, I have to tell you, it's a powerful combination. It's helped us a great deal. And I'm using that information and that experience to help others. Now, as I mentioned, I'm the president of The Power Is Now, Inc., which is radio, TV, magazine, live events like now, mortgage services, real estate services, and marketing services. And I am the past president of the Orange County Realtists. The new president is Christina Kimball. And I'm so happy. After almost 9 years, I've served as president of the organization, and now it's time for Christina to take the mantle and make it happen. And so The Power Is Now will be still supporting the Orange County Realtors behind Christina Kimball as she takes it to the next level. So as I mentioned earlier, we've been around since 2009 as a media company. For about 3 years as a real estate company and a mortgage company, or actually 3 years as a mortgage company, about a year as a real estate company. And we put it all together because there's no use of giving people a lot of information and not providing them the resources to actually put that information together to help them buy. And so that's why the mortgage and real estate company exists. I don't know of another media company that has a real estate and a mortgage division. And so we're committed as a company to focusing on the underserved. The low to moderate income, minorities, and finding programs that fit their needs. And what are their needs? Well, number one, no money. I read some study that it takes like 20 or 30 years to save enough money for a 20% down payment. All right. That's crazy. Who has that much time to wait? Number two is lower FICO scores. I mean, that's a challenge. So we don't have the money for the down payment. Is there a program for people who don't have the money? Is there a program for people who have low FICO scores? Is there a program for people who have high debt ratios? Is there a program? Can they buy a home with little to no money down? And the answer to all three of those questions is yes, yes, yes. You know, I used to work for a company, Craig, you might remember this. It was American Savings, and they had a slogan, "The Power of Yes." I think I'm going to steal it because it's a great slogan because we're all about the power of yes. In fact, I have to tell you, we never say no here at The Power Is Now. We never say no. There is a program for everyone. In fact, our mission is to educate and inspire people with information on how to build wealth through real estate by sharing these programs and giving them the power to take advantage of it while they exist, because none of the programs I'm going to talk to you about tonight are designed to last forever. The only thing you can count on is change. That's really the only thing we can all count on in life is change. So with that mission, our vision is to be one of the largest real estate firms in the community in the state, serving low to moderate income families, focusing on first time home buyers, not to the exclusion of second time and third time and investors and move up buyers. You know, anybody wants to buy, we are here to help you, right? But we only have so much time, only have so much money, only have so many resources available. And so we want to focus on this community. Particularly in my community, we have the lowest homeownership rate, and I'm going to share that with you. And so I have a passion to help my community improve the homeownership rate, and I need help actually to do that. So our intentions are real, folks. We're trying to do something unprecedented, I believe, in the industry. So our company slogan is, we make homeownership dreams a reality. That's what I wake up thinking about every day and I go to bed. How did I make somebody's dream come true today? And I tell you, every day we're doing it, every day. Earlier today, I had a conference call with a young man. This is a single man. He's in his 30s, has a great job, and buying his first house. And he's buying a four-unit building. It's under contract. They did the inspection today. And I tell you, I am so proud. I am so proud and so happy for him, because he's entering into a realm that he never thought was possible. Never thought was possible. I mean, he didn't think it was possible, folks, to buy a four-unit building. He had the hopes of maybe owning a home one day, but owning a four-unit apartment building? Are you kidding me? Most people don't realize that it is possible, and I'm going to share a program with you about that today. So we believe that if you get the knowledge and the opportunity is before you, and you don't act on that, you are really robbing yourself of a tremendous opportunity that may not come again. I honestly believe that we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. It is typically there. Have you ever heard the saying, follow your first mind? Follow your first mind. Follow your gut. When you know you ought to do something and you don't do it and you end up regretting it, I tell you, the power is now to buy. And if anybody's still sitting on the fence, what's going to rob them and knock them off that fence, and they may not even get an opportunity to sit on the fence to think about it, is rising interest rates, rising property values, and changes in underwriting guidelines that could make it even more difficult for people to buy. So you have the power. Don't allow people, circumstances, bad information, bad advice from others who don't even own real estate. Don't allow them to deter you. You know what your challenges are. You have the power right now to change your life. You do. Nobody's coming to your rescue, right? Mom and dad are not going to help you. Brother and sister have their own problems and challenges. Nobody is going to help you but you. And you have to make the decision that today is the day. I'm going to take the steps necessary to position myself to be able to buy a home immediately or as soon as possible. So stop making excuses for where you are. Stop procrastinating. You know what you need to do. Stop chasing lower rents. I know you've moved around at least 3 or 4 times looking for lower rents each time. Eventually, you will lose the race and not find the rent you're looking for. Bring stability to your family. If you're married and you got kids, I mean, honestly, how many times do you want to move chasing lower rents? How many times do you want to deal with having to move because the landlord needs to sell? I mean, we need to bring stability to our families just for the psychological reasons behind it. Restore your credit. You know where you're at and what you need to do to maintain it. You know that you need to stop spending money so you can save money for emergencies. You know you need to pay off your credit card, live on a budget, stop spending money indiscriminately. You know you need to live within your means, stop financing Kohl's and cars and vacations. You know that you need to start now building wealth, starting now and starting today, and you have the power to do so. The pathway to building wealth is to own real estate where you live, right? Never Rent Again is a program we have for first-time home buyers and really just for anyone who is interested in building wealth. It's our wealth initiative program, and it's called Never Rent Again. And in Never Rent Again, our goal is to help you build your credit if you have low FICO scores, to help you save your money if you haven't saved money, to help you live on a budget if you're not living on a budget, to help you eliminate debt if you're in debt to your ears, And this program, we have a free membership and we have a paid membership. It's all part of our Home Buyers Club. And I enjoy helping people get on track to buy a home. Folks, we have a lot of people in this process right now. And it seems like every few months, somebody pops their head up and they're ready to buy because they stuck to the plan. So if you need a plan, join us. With this program, our wealth building initiative, our goal is to change your mindset towards financial literacy and wealth building. And we have five objectives there. Number one, knowledge. Knowledge is key. In fact, I was telling someone earlier today that knowledge is power, but experience trumps power. All right? Knowledge is power, but experience trumps power. And you know what trumps knowledge and experience? Wisdom. And I tell you, you can't get any of it until you really learn the principles. I mean, from how money works, from compound interest to saving money, paying yourself first, knowledge is the power you need to build wealth. And without it, any wealth you obtain will soon be gone. A commitment to financial independence. I mean, understanding that no one's coming to your rescue, you are on your own. You have to make your own way. And so this means discipline, and discipline requires living on a budget. It requires being accountable to yourself, to your family, to others. And then investment in real estate. I know that there are people who don't own homes, and they've been making some serious investments in things that bring them no value, like in cars and in jewelry and clothes. I mean, they're spending thousands of dollars to look good and to drive swell, but they have no real assets. And that's something, that's a mindset change that has to take place. Real property appreciates, personal property depreciates. And then, of course, there's financial and credit management, learning to live within our means and not abuse credit. And, you know, I tell you, we've all done this when we leave the house and we're on our own. You know, we want all the appearances of success. And so we utilize credit cards and we just buy things we shouldn't buy, do things we shouldn't do, use our credit in ways we shouldn't do it. And we end up paying for it. Some of us have learned that lesson and survived it, and some have not. But the biggest thing we do is use credit for income, because we start using the credit when we run out of money. So it becomes a replacement or a supplement to our income instead of a convenience for cash, which it was designed to be. And so good credit is the beginning of building wealth. A good FICO score, 720 to 799, will get you into just about any program. A great FICO score, 800 to 850, I mean, they roll out the red carpet for you. Seriously. I mean, the higher your credit score, the less money you need to do anything, to do anything. There are programs out there based on your reputation score. You can get into events and places for free just because of your score. And it's the same thing with credit. The higher FICO score, the lower the interest rate on credit cards and loans if you need those things. So managing credit. Number five, creating wealth, saving money to buy real estate and other assets that appreciate in value. You know, a long time ago, I learned about Think and Grow Rich. And from that, I learned about paying yourself first. 10% of everything you make, you pay yourself first. You pay yourself first before you pay anybody. You pay yourself first and you start building wealth. Secondly, to invest in real property, real estate. Rich Man, Poor Man, there's a ton of books out there. Talk about cash flow and real estate. I tell you, buy and hold for a little while and then possibly sell and buy some more and hold and keep building wealth and cash at the same time. Although real estate is much more powerful as a wealth accumulator than cash is. Cash actually depreciates very quickly, rapidly. It depreciates at the rate of inflation that real estate appreciates at the rate of inflation. And so what do you want to have? You want to have more in cash and more in real estate? No, you want to have more in real estate, not so much in cash, but enough to manage your business. So we have a 10-point wealth building pledge on our website. Check it out. This is so important, folks, that we build wealth, because the state of housing is really a challenge right now, particularly here in California. The homeownership rate for African Americans is 35%. Now, granted, we're about 3.5%, about maybe 5%, I believe, of the population. So it's not very many of us in California as it is, but those of us who are here, only 35% of us own a home. And there was a study done by Brandeis University that really really highlighted what this means, not owning a home in California or perhaps in the whole world. This was a research that was done in February 2013, The Roots of the Widening Racial Gap, explaining the black and white economic divide. And the goal of the study was to examine the effects of policy and institutional decision-making on how average families accumulate wealth. And some of those policies we spoke about this morning, Caroline Petit, or Petty, Caroline, please forgive me. But Caroline did a wonderful job just kind of breaking down the history of the policies that were in place in this country that really had an impact on people of color and being able to acquire real estate and build wealth. Policies that really prohibited African Americans from buying real estate in certain neighborhoods or communities. It prohibited loans being made to them through redlining and through other tactics and strategies and just all government, you know, supported. It resulted in African Americans and minorities not having the same opportunities as whites to build wealth through real estate. And so this study kind of highlights that. At the time of the study, there wasn't a sufficient number of Latinos and Asians, and so they just focused on African Americans and whites. And it began in 1968. That's when they kind of established a study, and then they started following 1,700 families, working age households, from 1984 to 2009. And so in 2009, they did a survey of these American households, and they showed that white families had a median wealth of 113,000, Latinos 6,300, black families 5,600, and that's the median wealth of black families, 5,600, and that was in 2009. So think about that for a moment. This is a serious gap. And what's kind of surprising about this is that when you look at the GDP, the gross domestic product of African Americans, $1.3 trillion, by the way, compared to Latinos at the time of the study, it was $1.5 trillion for Latinos. You have to ask yourself, if we have that much cash flowing through our communities, we're generating that much business, why is our median wealth so low? Now, when you put this in perspective of GDPs across other countries, it's amazing that at the time of this study, African Americans had the GDP of Russia and Latinos had the GDP of Canada. Now, the Latin Donor Coalition just recently issued a study that updated the GDP for Latinos, and it's now $2.1 trillion. They rank as a country number 7, which is pretty significant when California ranks as a country number 5 in GDP. So imagine that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. The state of California ranks as number 5 in GDP of all countries in the world, and Latinos are number 7. Think about that. And so when you look at the homeownership rate for African Americans and Latinos, and you see that there's something not correlating here, you have to wonder, what is it? Why? Why is it that the homeownership rate is so low? So in 2009, they looked at the gap. They looked at it in 1984 when they started following the families, and it was 85,000. That was a gap in wealth. And then in 2009, it grew to 236,000. It grew to 236,000. And that's amazing when you think about that, $152,000 gap and growing. That's the gap. So what now? You know, what now? In 2009, that was in the heels of the great financial crisis. And so we know what happened from 2008 to about 2013. Everything just went to hell in a handbasket. I mean, we, particularly African Americans and Latinos, we lost a great deal of wealth. Latinos is closer to about 26% of their, no, almost 50% of their wealth. African Americans about 26% of their wealth. Asians about 8% of their wealth. And Latinos and African Americans were hit the hardest. And as a result of that, we have the furthest to climb back into the homeownership game. In fact, there were many articles from 2013 up to present that were writing about, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, everybody's writing about this, that minorities were not participating in the recovery. In fact, I have a blog, you can check it out. A few years ago, I wrote based on a study done by Zillow that showed that African Americans and other minorities were not participating in the recovery. So, and 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when we could buy properties that were selling for a third of what they're selling for now, they have either doubled or tripled in price. We didn't take advantage because we were so impacted by this great financial crisis that we couldn't. Now, we're back at the top of the market. You know, all those homes that went into foreclosures and went into foreclosure have been completely absorbed into the market. Inventory is crazy low. Properties aren't staying on the market for more than 30 days, if you're lucky. In some areas, they're selling faster than that. In 1994, the homeownership rate for African Americans and Latinos was 40 and 42 respectively. During the subprime fiasco and all these programs that made it easier for us to get into homes, our homeownership rate hit a high of 50, then it dropped down to 42 and 43.5% respectively, and we have not come back from that. In fact, it continues to fall. As it stands right now, this is some of the most recent data, white Americans, they 7.2 out of 10 own a home. Asians, 56, Hispanics, 46, African Americans, 41 and falling. And the only group that has a smaller homeownership rate than African Americans are millennials, under 35, 34%. And that's changing. They are increasing in terms of percentage of homeownership rapidly because they're realizing they can't afford to pay rent. Yes, they make a couple hundred grand a year, but along with those high wages and their willingness to pay that, they're part of the reason why the cost of everything is going up. And the demand for housing is so great because people are not selling. They're holding on. They're renting them out. I mean, to be a landlord right now, this is the best time in the world to be a landlord. You're getting top of the market rents. Vacancies are at an all-time low everywhere. Hardly anybody is being evicted. So they're holding on. Baby boomers are holding on. Everybody's holding on. And that's why we just see so few homes on the market. That's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is that the building stop. And we are close to a million, some estimates as high as 3 million units behind. According to a recent study by the state of California, you can find this on my website, we're supposed to be building about 85,000 units a year since 2008, 2000, and maybe 2007. And we haven't been anywhere near that. Even the most recent reports, I think we may have broke 100,000 units. And so there are many estimates that say we are a million units, up to 3 million units behind, which means if we're 3 million units behind, then we probably will not catch up in our lifetime. That's what it means. I mean, there would have to be some crazy development happening, and it's just not happening. The process to build homes is just, it's more bureaucratic than ever. You have laws out there that are making it difficult for development to take place. And it's just a challenge. So what we learned is that we've got to save money, folks. I mean, if you want to buy a house, then if you're not saving money now, you need to start. Because it becomes even more serious when you enter into a homeownership, having money in the bank. I know this from personal experience. We must live on a budget. Do not live by hope and faith or beyond your means or relying on others. You are it. You are it. And so you have to manage what you spend. The only way to do that is a budget. We must establish an emergency fund. Plan for the worst. Expect emergency. Introduce yourself to Murphy because he has a law. And his law is as real as gravity. What can happen will happen. All right. It is what it is. So Murphy's Law is real and we need to manage to it. Number four, stop financing vehicles. Just straight up stop doing it. Stop financing vehicles. Pay cash. If you must, keep the term as short as possible. If you must, then double up, triple up on the payments and try to get rid of the payment. All right. But vehicles rob you of your ability to qualify for a home. $500, $600, $700 car payments. I see it every day. And it robs people of being able to qualify for enough money to buy a home in the neighborhood they live. Then becoming debt-free, you know, living on cash, using credit wisely as a replacement for cash and not income. And then buying real property, buying a house before you buy anything expensive that is going to take a lot of your money. So homeownership is the primary vehicle that minorities use to build wealth. You know, I wish I could say that we were in the stock market, but we're not. I wish I could say we were in oil and gas, but we're not. I wish I could say we were titans on Wall Street and buying businesses like the Oracle from Kansas, but we're not. We're not. I mean, I know. Okay, we got Oprah and maybe Magic Johnson. But folks, that's not going to cut it. We're not there, right? The majority of African Americans who have built any wealth in this country did so with real estate. And it started with buying their first home. It started with buying their first home. And so if homeownership continues to be the primary vehicle that minorities use to create wealth, then we are on a path to another economic crisis. And I'm not talking about the state of California. I'm not talking about the United States. Yes, we will experience a decrease in value. Yes, we will experience a correction in the market. Heck, we've been seeing it over the last couple of weeks. You see what the market has been doing, but it's coming right back, right? So we will see some turbulence in the marketplace for sure, but nothing like we saw in 2008. The crisis I'm talking about has absolutely nothing to do with the state or the United States. It has to do with African Americans and Latinos. If we do not get back into the game and owning homes, then the result will be that we will be a permanent underclass of citizens who are not able to fully participate in all the wonderful opportunities that this country is providing for those who own real estate and are arriving that wave of appreciation over time. Now is the time to take action, to take personal responsibility. Now is the time to buy, because wealth is going to be the difference. I will turn 56 in just a few days, April 25th. Write that down, folks. I'm going to give you a minute to write that down. Go ahead. Take a minute. Write that down. April 25th. That's my birthday. I'm going to be 56 years old. My God, where did the time go? Can I get an amen out there? Somebody, where did the time go? 56 years old. My goodness. And I'm going to have to stop working by at least 10 years. I mean, I might be able to go another 10 years, 66, 65. What am I going to do? I better have money in the bank. I'm self-employed. I put 35 years in corporate America, so I'll have some Social Security coming. That's not going to be enough. I better have cash in the bank, or I better have equity in real estate, and I better have passive income coming from that real estate, or I'm going to be flat, broke, and destitute. Now, that's the reality. That is the reality. Wealth is going to make the difference in your life. And the sooner you can get started with it, the better. And if you don't believe me, just ask anybody right now who's in their 60s or 70s, and they do not own a home. It's a sad situation. Wealth provides a measure of security when a job loss or a personal crisis. It will provide stability as we get older. One last thing here before we get into the programs. There's another study done by Brandeis University, the Institute for Policy Studies. And this is kind of a continuation of the study done by Brandeis University in 2013. This study came out in 2016. Now check this out. In 1983, they looked at the average household wealth. In the Brandeis study, they looked at the medium household wealth. So the average household wealth for blacks, Latinos, and whites in 1983 was $66,000 for blacks, $58,000 for Latinos, $355,000 for whites. Fast forward 30 years, 2013, not too long ago, it increased for us about $18,000. Latinos increased $40,000. Look at whites, $300,000, $301,000 to be exact. What a significant increase. And so the gap was about about $270,000 in 1983, and it grew to $500,000, folks. And so we all know that between 1983 and 2013, we were impacted, particularly minorities were impacted by the great financial crisis. We lost a ton of wealth, and those of us who were able to get into homes, if we were able to hold on to it, then we weathered the storms, but many of us did not do so. So in this study, they cite that if we continue and just we keep running that same play, renting homes and not buying real estate, They're saying that over the next 30 years, things are going to get even worse. The increase in our wealth will go from 85,000 to 107, about 22,000. But Latinos, it'll go from 98,000 to 165,000, all right? That's pretty good, right? About 170,000, 177, 176, 177. But look at Caucasians. They'll go from $656,000 to $1.2 million. And the point we want to make here is the gap between minorities and Caucasians. It is $1 million, folks. Look at that. 107, 165, $1.2 million. That's a gap of $1 million. The top 1% in this country, look at the average household wealth of the top 1% in this country. $33 trillion. The Forbes, $448 billion. The numbers are kind of staggering, but the 400 richest families control the majority of the wealth of this country. It's about 96% of the wealth of this country. And everyone else is sharing the balance of the four. Or it's about 93, 94% of the wealth of this country. So it's amazing to see what's going to happen if we don't get into the game and begin to leverage compound interest and appreciation and inflation that benefits real estate. We have to get into the game, folks. If we don't, I don't know what we will do. One of the reasons why the African-American community is behind is because of homeownership. We are behind. Jobs, we have the lowest unemployment rate, although it has improved significantly. And then the family, you know, 71% of births outside of marriage to black women compared to 29% of white women, which is kind of crazy. In 1970, it was 38%. So it's doubled. 50% of black children being raised by a single parent as opposed to 19% among whites. In the 70s, it was 35% as opposed to 10% with whites. I mean, over the last, 40 years, there's been a tremendous change in the family dynamic. And today, it's difficult. It's difficult to buy a home on your own. I'm very proud to have helped two single African-American women buy four-unit buildings. Did you hear what I said? Four-unit buildings. And so they got into the game in a big way, went from paying rent to being homeowners and investors and getting paid rent. In addition, education. I mean, we have the highest level, second highest. Latinos actually recently surpassed African Americans with the highest level of high school dropout, highest sexually transmitted disease, the highest level of incarceration. Oh my God. I mean, there's so many black men in prison. So how do we close this gap? How do we do it? Can it be done? I believe it can. It starts with, first education and reaching out to our respective communities. And I'm proud to say that we make a concerted effort. There's a couple of institutions in the African-American community where you can find all of us. That is in the Black Church and in the barbershop, right? Or the beauty shop. Those are the two institutions. Then, of course, you have some other institutions within our community, the NAACP, the Urban League, 100 Black Men of America, and then Black sororities and fraternities. These are incredible institutions within our community, and somehow the message of homeownership has to resonate within our community. And we have to go to work in actually providing the resources, creating our own down payment assistance programs, creating opportunities for individuals like myself and others to come in and to educate and to inspire and to provide assistance to help make a difference in homeownership. So that's what we're all about.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Everyone knows a powerful web presence is a must in this day and age, but some real estate agents just don't have the time to pay that kind of attention to all details. That's why the Power Is Now Technology Partner Program is here. Let us help you with a customized website, website maintenance, and we also take care of web hosting and social media management for you. Sound complicated and expensive? It's affordable and easy because we have the best experts on the job. Go to thepowerisnow.com. Find us under the Services tab and make yourself available to the world starting today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now, and your host, Eric Frazier.
One of the programs that has had the greatest impact on African-American homeownership is FHA. The most recent data shows that that African-Americans who own a home, the number is greater than 75% of them use FHA, the Federal Housing Administration loan, the HUD program. It's an FHA loan to buy a home. And thank God for FHA, because imagine where it would be if it wasn't for FHA. And this is the program, one of the first programs I'm going to talk about tonight, as a means to get in with little to no money down. Now, a little history about FHA. In 1934, the National Housing Act of 1934 was passed in order to recover from the Great Depression. And I tell you, what better way to recover from any financial crisis than through homeownership and a building program? And the reason why, because every house that's built, the latest stat I read, it's about 70 jobs are created from all the ancillary services that come with a home being built, which leads to a neighborhood and all the other, you know, commercial development that takes place around the neighborhoods. And I tell you, economies survive, live, and thrive on real estate. That's why I love to be in real estate. And so 1934 did just that. Man, that FHA loan was a game changer. In 1934, to buy a home, you had to put at least 50% down to buy a home. 50% down. And you only had 3 to 5 years to pay it back. Then come 1934 FHA. You could put 3.5% down to buy a home, and you had 30 years to pay it back. Talk about boom. A boom was created, in fact. I mean, homes were being built at an incredible rate. I mean, neighborhoods, a lot of communities were started with this mortgage. I mean, not only did it create and support the economy and cause tremendous growth from that time, but the ability to stabilize families and to and all the other businesses that sprung from it. I mean, this is really a case study in how to turn around an economy through real estate. And so from 1934 to 1968, millions of FHA loans were funded, and lives were changed. And the lives that were changed were basically Caucasian lives, white lives. Unfortunately, during this time, we're, 1865, the Emancipation Proclamation, right? And then we had, we were released, African-Americans were released, and then you had all these codes and ordinances and Jim Crow laws. And then in 1934, when the National Housing Act was passed and later became FHA and then VA in 1944, the racism was so challenging in this country that even the government played a role in denying access of people of color through redlining, not allowing loans to be made in black communities. Communities were writing into their deeds, not allowing a person who sold their home or the owner wouldn't allow their home to be sold to an African-American, Latino, a Jewish person, anybody who is not white. And these deed restrictions, these covenants, the Jim Crow laws, the redlining, all these things, man, just put a damper, and not a damper is really a bad word. It just shut down homeownership for African-Americans. From 1934 to 1968, only 2% of all the loans made for FHA were made to African-Americans. Even our servicemen, African-Americans coming back from serving the war, could not participate in the VA loan that began in 1944. And so we have this history that it's unfortunate that it has set us back, because as a result of this lack of access, we are behind by $500,000, soon to be $1 million in wealth, because wealth is driven by real estate. And our white counterparts and their families are benefiting from generational wealth, homes that were purchased in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and are passed on to generation to generation to generation. And so I'm thankful that FHA exists, how it came into being and how we did not have access to participate in it. Really sad. But we also have to understand, particularly as African Americans, that things would probably be the same if it wasn't for the 1965 Civil Rights Act and the 1968 Federal Housing Act, which in April 11th, will celebrate 50 years of laws now that have been on the books to prevent banks and anyone for that matter from discriminating against people for their race, their color, their sexual orientation, their gender identification, you name it. You cannot discriminate, and you cannot redline, and you cannot just stop someone from buying a house. If they have the money, you got to sell it to them. And CRA, the Community Investment Act, just recently, the government, the Treasury Department just issued a report outlining some of the changes that need to take place with CRA, having better enforcement, forcing banks to lend to people of color. If you look at conventional loans, most of the loans made to African-Americans, well, aren't being made to African-Americans. We have a denial rate of almost twice or three times that of whites for conventional loans. The only loans we can get are government loans. And so I say, okay, it is what it is. We got to deal with it. FHA, it has its challenges in terms of high mortgage insurance, but it has its benefits, folks. And these benefits are pretty serious. And I'm going to get into some of those in just a second here. Before I move on, let me stop sharing my screen here and see what we got going on here in terms of questions. If you have any questions about anything I've said so far, I'm about to take the road into the various programs that are driven by FHA that will help people get into homes. And one of the things I want to point out is that, Dr. Martin Luther King gave his life for the liberties that we enjoy today. And homeownership falls into that category of a liberty, a right, a freedom that we enjoy. And so I think it's a big deal for us, particularly as African Americans, to take homeownership very serious, that blood was shed and lives were given up so that we can enjoy the freedoms we enjoy in this country, and that we can have the right to buy a home anywhere we want to buy a home, and that we have the right to get a loan from any financial institution, provided that they will follow the law, the rules as established by Congress, and not make up their own, which represents credit overlays. And so I'm thankful that I live in a different time today, in a country where, I'm not afraid and where I can build wealth. And I think for those of us who have the ability, the education, the experience, and resources, we have an obligation in the spirit of Dr. King to reach out and to help our community make homeownership a reality. And so if you are at all serious about homeownership and you're interested in making a difference in the lives of people, please consider, you know, connecting with us, partnering with us. You don't have to work for us. Just partner with us as we reach out to communities, to churches, to organizations, and to share information about homeownership that they do not know. Ways to get into a home that they have no idea exists today. And so I want to talk about a couple of programs here in the next 30 minutes here. For those of you who are watching the clock, you say, oh, Eric, you said it was from 7 to 8. You're absolutely right. I did say it was from 7 to 8. Please forgive me. But we're going to go to 8:30. All right, we're going to go to 8:30. So I didn't see any questions in the chat room here. But if you have any questions, please ask. All right, please ask if you have any questions. I'm going to move my screen over here so I can see those questions when they come up, because once I get started, it's hard for me to stop. As you can see, I'm a little passionate about this stuff. And I am, because I've been at it so long, number one. I've been at it so long, and it's all I really know, to be honest with you. That's all I know. I know a few other things, but I know real estate, and I know lending, and I know the difference it can make in the lives of people if everyone would just get into the game of helping one another. So the first program I want to talk about is a VA loan. The VA loan, again, 1944, and we were not able to participate in this program for years later. You know, the fastest growing segment in the military right now are minorities, African-Americans and Latinos. The military is actually shrinking. And as it shrinks, the percentage of minorities is rising. And unfortunately, there's not very many VA loans that are actually in servicing right now. Majority of vets do not know about the benefit and are not participating in the benefit. And the numbers are even worse among African-Americans who have retired from the military. And so without going into much detail about it because of lack of time, here's what I need vets to understand. If you serve this country, are you even active duty, you can buy a home right now with no money down. And I mean, literally with no money down. And in fact, some sellers, the best scenario is to find a seller who is a vet himself. And you may not even need a down payment, an earnest money deposit. You may not even need an earnest money deposit if you're buying from another vet. All right, Semperify. Veterans support each other. And the VA loan is by far the best program of all mortgage programs on the face of the planet. I'm telling you right now, it's a 30-year fixed rate loan, low interest. And on top of that, we can provide an interest credit. The higher your FICO score, the easier it is to get additional money to cover your closing costs. This program will allow for the seller to pay as much as 6% of your closing costs. But if you don't need it, or if he's not willing to provide it, the lender can give you all your closing costs through an interest credit depending on your FICO score. And so I love this program. It's not only just easy to qualify for, but I mean, we're talking about debt ratios as high as 60, even higher. We're talking about FICO scores as low as 550, even lower in some cases. I mean, so if your credit is not perfect, don't worry about it. If you don't think you make enough money to qualify, don't worry about it. Let me tell you what you do. You go to applytobuynow.com and you get started. Let us tell you what we can do. You know, one of the benefits about being a broker is that I am not locked in. Yeah, I used to work for WaMu, Washington Mutual. Later was purchased by Chase. I worked recently for Wells Fargo. I worked for Home Savings of America, Security Pacific, First Interstate Bank. I know what it is to work 36 years of working for a bank. And let me tell you the one flaw the banks have. Am I all that posh environment and that marble and travertine floors and, you know, and dressed up bankers, you know, what you have there are very strict and real guidelines that are locking a lot of people out of being able to buy a home. The bank essentially wants to make loans to people who cannot afford, who don't need a loan. That's your ideal client. It's someone who has a ton of money in the bank, has perfect credit, low debt ratios, no issues. That's a client that they want. That's who they're catering to, and you know that by their program guidelines. If they're not going to get you in the FICO score and make it 640, 680, 700, they're going to get you in the debt ratio and say it can't be more than 43 or 45. All right? And there's some recent programs with banks, which kind of blows me away, that will go as high as 49.99 back in ratio. Here's the reality. The reality is that's not reality. The Joint Center for Housing Study just came out. They look at the 2017 study. It's on my website. Go into the homepage of powersnow.com. Look under real estate resources on the homepage and look for the Joint Harvard study. In fact, it's in the first tab. 50% of Americans, 10 million Americans, 50% of their household income is going out to housing. So you tell me, how does a person who's already spending going in, paying rent, 50% of their income going out to house, how are they going to have a debt ratio below 43 or 45? And not very many people can meet that standard. And thank God the Veterans Administration understands that. They will allow debt ratios to go in the high 60s. And they will allow credit scores to be in the low 50s because, you know, a credit score does not define you. It does not define who you are. There are lots of people who've been paying rent on time, never missed a day in rent with low FICO scores. The FICO score in and of itself is discriminatory. It is having a disparate impact on people of color because it's saying more than it ought to say about a person's ability and willingness to pay a mortgage. Oh my goodness, don't get me started. Enough on VA loan. It's a great program. You have to serve in the military or have served to get the program. The USDA loan is the next zero down payment program. And the USDA loan is a fabulous program. I mean, folks, this is no money down, zero down payment. Now, the only thing with the USDA loan is that there are income restrictions and you have to buy in a rural area. There's a website. If you just Google USDA, you'll see they'll take you to a website. You put in the property address and they'll tell you, or the zip code, they'll tell you if it is an area that qualifies or if there are homes in that area that qualify for USDA loans. And so if the house qualifies, the next thing is for you to qualify. And that's where it can get a little tricky. But it is a great program for low to moderate income people. And guess what? Unlike the VA loan, where you have to be have served or currently serving or be a surviving spouse of someone who has served. With USDA loan, you do not. This is for everybody, folks. This is for everybody. Now, you have to be a first-time home buyer. The next program is the state of California. Now, again, we're talking about zero down payment programs, right? Zero down. VA, USDA, and believe it or not, the California Housing Finance Agency has a zero down payment program with My Home and Zip. And so what they take is they take a conventional product, which is 3% down, and they give you the down payment as a loan under My Home. And you're going to have closing costs. Closing costs is going to run between 3.5% to 4%. They're going to give you money for the closing costs as a loan. So when I say give, I don't mean a grant. I mean extend your credit, right, to be able to cover your down payment and your closing costs. There are no payments. The payments are deferred. And you can keep that baby for as long as you stay there. If you try to refinance, you may have to pay it off. If you try to sell the property, you may have to pay it off. You move out and rent it out to somebody, you may have to pay it off. All right, there are rules around this program. And the great thing, though, is that they've recently increased the sales price limit to $660,000 in the state of California. And the income limits are crazy high. I'm shocked on how high the income limits. I'm telling you, just about anybody can qualify for this program. You got to have a minimum score of 640, and they are not budging on the debt ratio, folks. 45 is the back end ratio. Now, this is again FHA or conventional or VA. That's right. Just this year, FHA came out with the VA program that will allow My Home and Zip to be added to that. So talk about true no money down. It exists, right? This is not no scheme or get rich quick. This exists. And I'm so proud to be able to offer it to my clients as a broker. You know, you don't have to, because I'm telling you right now, if there's a bank out there that offers it, and I don't know very many banks that offer it. I'm talking about commercial banks that have depository relationships, right? Where you can actually have a checking and savings there. I don't know of any banks. There may be some out there that offer it. But if they did, I guarantee you, they would probably be adding credit overlays. All right. So I work with, geez, probably 100 lenders that offer this program that are approved with the state. And we're going to work with who can get it done, because not everybody can get it done. I'm telling you right now, not everybody is fast enough. And one of the challenges in working with this program from the real estate agent's perspective is that they're dealing with the state of California. And we all know that anything that is government run is bureaucratic and slow. They simply do not care, all right, about the end result or the process. They just care about the policy and the rules and following the procedures, and they're going to take the time they need to take to get it done. Now, that's the truth. And if anybody's out there done alone, they've been able to get it through, it's because they're working with a great lender, especially if you're a broker, that's able to put it together right, get it done right, and get it through there right. But sometimes these programs can be problematic. And it can be uncertain as to how quickly it can get done. And I recommend, if you're going to write an offer with a Cal FHA program, you write a minimum of 45 days, maybe even 60 if you can get away with it. And so this can be a deterrent, though, in this market right now where it's very competitive and everybody wants to close in 30 days and they don't want any issues or slowdown. So it can be a challenge because of the bureaucracy associated with the state. And not just the state. You know, every city and county out there has some type of down payment assistance. And what they provide in terms of support is fantastic. How they deliver it is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And they make it very difficult for real estate agents to support their programs because they cannot execute on time within the contract period. This is the problem with every single city and county in the state of California, and I don't know what can be done about it. Another program is a tax credit program. And it used to be, this is under CalFHA, it used to be that you could actually reduce the qualifying debt, the qualifying payment by the amount of the tax credit to help a person qualify. So it would give us some debt ratio relief, not anymore. But in spite of that change in the program, it's still a wonderful program. Tell me, where can you go? Where can you go and buy a home and just for buying a home, be able to write off 20% of the interest you're paying as a tax credit? So I'll give you an example. 4% interest on a $400,000 purchase is $16,000 a year. 20% of that is $3,200 a year. You're doing your taxes this year, and maybe you just got into the game, so you have a tax bill of $3,200. I mean, you underpaid. You can apply that tax credit to that $3,200, and it is wiped out. Let's say that you only had a tax bill of $1,000. You could apply that $3,200 to the $1,000. The $1,000 is wiped out, and the remaining $2,200 is added to the next year of $3,200. So now you're working with $5,200, $5,500 in tax credit money. What this does, it gives you the ability to increase your withholding so you don't have to pay so much in taxes and be able to bring home more money to meet that mortgage payment. So I tell you, this is a program that we try to get all of our clients on with every loan we do through Cal FHA. It's one of the benefits. It's one of the reasons why we should try, even though they're slow and it can be, you know, again, problematic and how quickly we can close on that. It's worth it. It's worth the hassle because of this tax credit program and the money, 4% and a zip, zero interest program and 3.5% from my home. I mean, where can you get money? And the rate on that is very, very low. Hardly, and it doesn't impact your ability to qualify because there are no payments associated. And then on top of that, you have the tax credit program. If you qualify for CalFHA, conventional or government, you're going to automatically qualify for the tax program. Another program for conventional borrowers out there is a 1% down payment program. And what I love about this program is that there's no mortgage insurance. on this program. 1% down on a conventional loan of 3% down. By the way, here's the downside. Let me tell you the good stuff first. So 1% down, right? They give you the other 2% on the 3% loan. No mortgage insurance. Fantastic rate. All right, good news, right? Here's the bad news. You got to have a 720 FICO score, right? Your debt ratio can't be higher than 43. And the maximum that they're going to give you is 1% of $250,000. Now, when this program first rolled out, it was as high as the conforming limit. And then they changed it. And the reason why they changed it is because that 1% or that 2% they're giving you on the 3% loan is really their money. We're not talking about bumping the interest rate and giving your own money like a lender credit. No, we're talking about it was their own money. This is the financial institution was literally funding this themselves from the earnings and profit they make as a country, as a company. And so I take my hat off to them for their commitment to homeownership and helping people out. And, you know, when you're looking for money, you can't lift, what is the old saying? You can't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? I mean, it's still $2,500 that you didn't have, and now they're willing to give to you. So if you're going to buy a house for $400,000 under this program, then keep in mind, up to $250,000, they're going to cover 1%. That's $2,500. You got to come up with the rest of the money. The good news, though, is that you still have the benefit of no mortgage insurance, which is a game changer. You know, mortgage insurance can be another $200-$400 a month, depending on the loan amount, and can make the difference in you being able to qualify for a home. Then Pay Advantage. Pay Advantage is a Fannie Freddie program with 3% and 5% down. And what I like about the Pay Advantage program, with 3% down, if the property meets the home possible income and property eligibility requirements, and you go to their website, you put in the property address, or you can put in a city and a zip code, and you can find out if there are income limits associated with the property. For example, in San Jose, there's no limit, right? And so with Home Possible, you put 3% down and or 5% down and not have mortgage insurance. That's a big deal because you can buy up to the conforming limit. And normally not to have this, you know, a lot of programs, they're going to require some kind of income limitations, most of the county and cities to get this kind of help. It's a great program. This is a Freddie Mac program, 3% to 5% down. FICO score is 640. If you're putting 3% down, your FICO score needs to be as high as 700. So this is only single family. And actually, with Freddie Mac, we can now go to four units, actually. Let me change that. You can do four units with Freddie Mac, but a much higher down payment. And so Home Ready, which is Fannie Mae, they have a map as well, Home Ready by Fannie Mae. And you have to put in the property address or the city and the zip code to determine if the property falls within an area that meets income limits. If it does, then you got to meet the income limits. If it doesn't, then you're good to go. And you can take advantage of Freddie Mac's programs, 640 FICO score. You can 3.5% or 3% down. You can use a silent second. If you're going to do 3 to 4 units, then you got to do 15% down. Okay, so what's Fannie Mae as opposed to Freddie Mac? Sometimes I get it mixed up between who does four units and who doesn't. That's a lot of stuff to remember, folks. But if you're interested in putting more than 3% down, or not more than 3% down, but buying more than one unit, then the best program is still to come. Now, next is the 100% gift program. And this is an FHA program. Did you know that the down payment can be completely gifted from the equity? Completely gifted. And depending on your circumstances, if you're living in the property already, 3.5%. If you're renting the property, 3.5% if you've been there for 6 months, all right? If that hasn't been the case, then it'll have to be at least 15%. There are rules around this, but it's an opportunity that most people don't know about. If you are a grandpa, grandma, if you are, you know, you got grandkids or you have children and you own property, you want to start moving things around right now in your estate, take advantage of gifting them the down payment through the equity in the property and letting them enjoy the benefits of homeownership. It's a great program, FHA. Call me if you want to know more. All right. How to buy four units with zero down. So this program is an FHA program. And I don't know if there's only one program out there that I know of that will give you the down payment, a down payment assistance, 3.5% on an FHA loan up to the limit, up to the conforming limit. All right. So like for Los Angeles County, it's $1.2 million. I mean, who's going to give you 3.5% of $1.2 million? Well, we have financial centers or lenders that will do so. how to buy a four-unit property with zero down. You apply through the Power Is Now. Go to applytobuynow.com. We will get you pre-approved on this program. So let me tell you how it works real quickly. And let's see, I got 3 minutes. First, we use the income from the other three units to help you qualify. In order to participate in this program, you have to live in the property. You got to live in the property. Now, if you already own a home and you want to buy a four-unit property, it better be a long ways away, or it cannot be in the same neighborhood, and we have to justify it, all right? You should be downsizing for sure. That might do it, all right? They don't want people taking advantage of this property, taking advantage of the program just to get investment properties. Because if you already own a property like I do and you want to buy a four-unit property, you got to come up with 25% down. I mean, 25% down. And in Northern California, a four-unit property is 800 grand. 25% is $200,000. That's a lot of money. But a first-time home buyer can buy that property with 3.5% of 800 grand. What is that? 3% of 824, about $28,000. $28,000. So that's what we do. We help people get into four-unit properties, and they can qualify. Let me tell you something. If you can qualify for a single-family residence in the $400,000 to $500,000 range, you most likely can qualify for an $800,000 apartment building. Can you imagine? What do you want to own and just hold on to for the next 10 years, right? A $400,000 house, which you're making the payment on, or an $800,000 apartment building, of which you're not making the payment on. Your other three tenants are making the payments on it. You want to own a $400,000 house that's growing at the rate of inflation, say is in Northern California, maybe 8% a year. That's $32,000 a year compounded. Or a four-unit property in Northern California, appreciating maybe at the rate of 8% a year. That's $64,000 a year compounded. Oh, by the way, you're raising the rents 3 to 5% every year on top of that. So your income is increasing and the property value is increasing. Which would you rather have? If I were you, I would want to buy income and stability and appreciation that comes with owning investment properties. One of the great things about an investment property, while other single-family homes are subject to the value of other homes and the sales of other homes in its community, it doesn't work that way when it comes to income properties. You could have a four-unit property in a community of four-unit properties. But if that four-unit property is getting the highest rents, it's going to sell for the most money, period. It doesn't matter what the other properties are selling for. It's going to sell for the most because it's based on the income of the property. Depending on the cap rate of 6%, 7%, 8%, or maybe it's dropped, better the condition of the property, the lower the cap rate. I'm not going to make this complicated. Let me just tell you, income properties, you have more control over the appreciation of the property by managing the property, increasing rents every year, taking care of the property, far more control, appreciation, and cash flow than you would ever have on a single family home. And I tell you, I wish someone had showed me this when I bought my first home. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I would have never bought a house. I would have raised all four of those kids. We would have been moving from four unit to four unit. We'd be in a four unit right now. We'd be in a four unit right now, but I didn't know. I did not know. I purchased four units for myself as an investment, but I never even thought about the idea, especially for my first home, of living in unit one and escaping rent. And I think about that. I think about how scared I was of not being able to afford the rent. You know, it's serious. A lot of people, I've had clients who have purchased homes and they go through some changes, some major health issues or transportation with the car, expenses, and they're living paycheck to pay. They can't afford for anything to happen, and of course it does. They get behind on the mortgage. They have no help from family or friends. What I love about a four-unit property is that you get help. I mean, you're going from paying rent of $1,800 or $2,000 to, you know, a payment on a house of $25,000, $3,000, $3,500 a month. If you're not scared, you're lying. Of course you're scared, right? Of course you are. You should think about maybe getting some help and buying a four-unit property. And so now you go from paying rent to not having paying the rent at all. And I know, you know, don't even listen to those people out there who say, what if they don't pay the rent? It's not happening. Just read the data. Vacancies are an all-time low. And when they don't pay the rent, you kick them out. And so are all three not going to pay rent at the same time? I mean, no, it's not going to happen. Those urban legends are not true, right? Millions of people who have built fortunes on buying rental and investment properties, and that's how you do it. More on this, if you want to buy a four-unit property, go to applytobuynow.com. Applytobuynow.com. Okay, I'm out of time. Oh, my God. There's so many programs, bank statement programs, ability to repay program. I mean, I have private money programs. If you don't have income or assets, I mean, not assets, you got to have assets, but no income or bad credit, I can still get you into a loan, folks. There are a million ways to buy a home. There really is. And I am excited about homeownership and the ways that we are making it happen for people. And if you're interested at all in getting into the game, you need to reach out to us. We make the American dream a reality. We really do. And how do we do it? I just show you how. We do it by having programs after programs after programs. And I am constantly on the hunt, getting approved with lenders. I tell you, I don't know why anybody would ever walk into a bank and limit themselves. Why would you do that? You know, why would you do it? You don't do that for your car insurance. At least most people do. Smart people use insurance brokers. I do. I use an insurance broker, and every year we have a conversation. Hey, do I have the best deal? And he goes looking. He goes looking. I don't try to buy insurance on my own. I don't walk into State Farm and tell them, give me what you have, and they give me the best they have, and it's not good enough. But I don't even know that because he can't even offer me anything else. You know, if I'm getting ready to buy stock, I don't try to do E-Trade. I know they advertise you can do it on your own. I don't have the time to study the markets and know what to buy, when to buy it, and when to sell. I use a stockbroker. They're experts at that stuff. That's what they do all day long. So if I want to make the right move and I want to feel good about it, I'm not going to rest on my own understanding. I'm going to use a stockbroker. A real estate broker. I'm too busy. If I wanted to buy an investment property right now, I don't have the time. You see what I'm doing here. It's 8:30 at night. What do I have time? And I work all the time. I would hire a real estate broker to find the property. I'd tell them what I want, what I need, and they would bring me back based on my requirements exactly what I'm looking for, and I would move on that because I trust the agent. It's meeting all the numbers I want, and I'll execute on that agreement. The same thing when it comes to a mortgage broker. We are your advocates. We are your humble servants. We work for you. You don't have to do shopping. If you're going to shop and try to find the best rate, you don't need a mortgage broker. You're doing the job of a mortgage broker. If you're going to talk to every bank you call in and figure out the underwriting guidelines and what you need to do and how you need to qualify, you don't need a mortgage broker. You are the mortgage broker. That's what we do. We just do it at a whole nother level with a ton of experience, and we make it happen. We get it done the first time as opposed to the second or third or fourth time. So I certainly hope you'll consider working with The Power Is Now and our incredible team of agents who are all online listening and watching. If you need to buy or sell in just about anywhere in California, we almost have you covered. From San Bernardino to Lake County, California, The Power Is Now is in the house. We got agents, folks, all over the place, and we are growing. We're looking for more agents to serve our clients and to serve the community. So please reach out to thepowersnow.com. Check on real estate on the homepage. Find an agent in your community. And if you're partnering with one of our partners out there, we are partners with a lot of real estate firms out there because they buy into our mission. We're doing seminars with them. I love doing seminars and partnering up with real estate agents. I'll come to your office. I'll go to your church. I'll go to your community center. I'll make it happen and help promote homeownership. And we'll provide you unprecedented support on the mortgage side. We close our deals on time. We provide very detailed, accurate pre-approvals. We're the real deal, and we're making it happen. So it's past time tonight. Thank you for joining me tonight. Jessica, give me a call. Liliana, you owe me a call. All right, please give me a call. And let's catch up. Thank you all for joining tonight. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. I certainly hope that I've shared some information that will cause you to move forward tonight. Please share the video. All my friends and fellow partners out there, share this video tonight with someone you know that is thinking about homeownership. And I certainly hope that I can, with our commentary tonight and information, inspire them to move forward. The power is now, folks. Let's take advantage of it. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.